This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Natalie Helm is the principal cellist of the Sarasota Orchestra and the founder of Upward Notes, an organization that takes music outside the concert hall and into the community. Natalie's here at Interlochen as a Valade instructor of cello this summer. Natalie Helm, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much, Amanda. It's great to be here.
Now, this is your first summer here as a Valade instructor of cello, but it's not your first time at Interlochen.
That's correct. So I was actually a student at the camp in 2003 and 2004. So everybody kept being like, oh, I'm sure you know your way around campus, and this place has changed a lot since then. So,
yeah, you came to see us on the boys' side.
Yeah, today. I've never, ever been over here.
That's good. Yeah. The camp life staff likes to hear that.
That's right.
Now, what's it like coming back as a grown-up now?
It's very interesting. You see it from a whole different perspective, you know, as a student. Not that it's not still such a huge campus and there's hundreds of students, but now, I don't know, you see it from a different perspective. And it's, however, I went to the YSO concert, and it was musically just as effective on like my soul as it was when I was a camper here. So it's incredible the effect this place has on musicians.
So as you're working with these young musicians here this summer, what are some of your goals for them? What are you hoping to impart on them?
I'm definitely being that teacher that sends their students away with etudes every week. But also I just want to impart that, I guess, to always keep in mind why we're doing this, because I think a lot of times we can get caught up in intonation. Am I in tune? Is my vibrato the right type for this section, or, you know, is this section up to its metronome mark? But I think we all need to constantly be reminded of why we're doing what we do, especially at this age, when there's so many decisions that are approaching, you know, in your high school years. I think it's really important to remember why you're doing music and hopefully continue it throughout your life.
Well, Natalie Helm, you're going to play some movements for us from Bach's first cello suite, the suite in G major. And let's talk about the Bach cello suites for a minute. Now, how old is a cellist, if they start playing as a child, how old is a cellist when they can learn the cello suites?
That's a great question. I think it's less of age and perhaps more the technique that is built into the musician. You know, the first suite is definitely the first of the six that a student would approach. And even that has very difficult string crossings and shifts and stuff that they have to learn. So I'm gonna step out on a limb and say that it probably needs to be at least 3 years of cello under your belt before you're approaching a Bach suite.
So what happens when you get a new student, you know, who's learning to play the cello and they say, okay, I want to play the Bach cello suite number one?
Yeah, I immediately start working on those techniques with that student, but I definitely make sure they understand that there's lots of other rep that they have to learn before they get to that point, lots of other technique. I think they want to play it because it's so popular, and of course they love it, but then they soon find out that there's tons of repertoire out there that's just as beautiful, that they can learn those things in order to be able to approach this better.
Plus, they have to play lots of etudes first,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, Natalie Helm, we're going to hear three movements from the first cello suite here, the Prelude, the Allemande, and the Courante. We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you. Valade instructor of cello Natalie Helm in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. We heard three movements from the cello suite number one of Johann Sebastian Bach, the Prelude, Allemande, and Courant. Natalie, we were talking earlier about how students really want to learn this piece, but what's it like to play a piece that is so well known and so well loved?
You know, it can be daunting at times because I think everybody has such their own interpretation of Bach. Take, for instance, Yo-Yo Ma. He just released his third version of his Bach suites over his entire career. And if you play the prelude from, you know, the first Bach suite back to back from each, they sound like three different cellists. So, and that's coming from one person. Since everybody has such a unique approach to them, I find it a little bit more welcoming to put your own version out there just because you're not really comparing yourself to somebody else as much as just showing how you interpret them and how you hear them.
Natalie Helm, you are the founder of Upward Notes. Tell us about that organization.
Yeah, so I am currently living in Sarasota, Florida, and I have always had a passion for bringing classical music into situations or places that it's not necessarily usually found. And so I founded this nonprofit, Upper Notes, in order to bring not only allow myself, but also bring my colleagues into these spaces. So we have gone into drug rehab facilities, we go into the jail, we go into the humane societies there, we've done fundraisers for humane societies, we go to homeless shelters, we go into dementia patient rehab facilities. So it's a wide range of places that we go. And it's amazing how many people we come in and their first kind of idea of what classical music is something they're, you know, they don't push back, but they're like, okay, what is this going to be like? And then we start to play and we do some genre crossovers in order to, you know, make sure everyone gets a little bit of what they want. But it's really incredible how many people are like, I had no idea this is what a classical music concert could be, you know? And I think a lot of times in the halls, we kind of, you know, there's so many rules. We can't clap after movements. We can't open a candy wrapper. We can't, you know, sneeze or cough without people kind of giving us the evil eye. And I do have to say, like, there is a reason for all that, I think, you know, just so that everybody can kind of observe the music in their own space. But there's also a space for classical music being in these other places that people can really learn and grow from hearing it without it being in such a kind of a straitjacket.
So what kind of rep are you playing on these concerts? Tell us what an average program might look like.
Yeah, so we do everything from – so, okay, an average program would probably look like we start out with – something very classical and
like a Bach cello suite?
Like a Bach cello suite. Exactly. Yes. But we make sure that it's kind of classic light so that it's something that they've probably heard of before. They're like, oh, I know that piece. And we're like, yeah, that's classical music. And then we sometimes have gone into kind of the tango, the Spanish route, so that people are like, oh, this is fun kind of dance music. We've had people get up and dance. We've had people start clapping. And then we usually end with something a little bit more popish to bring in some of the listeners that haven't quite grasped what we're doing. Bohemian Rhapsody is a classic, Sweet Child of Mine. So we really venture into a lot of different types of genres, but we also read the crowd. So I took one program into the prison that I was actually a little bit nervous about because it was full classical. I was astounded at the positive reactions that we had from that.
Natalie Helm is the principal cellist of the Sarasota Orchestra and the founder of Upward Notes. Natalie's here at Interlaken as Valeid Instructor of Cello this summer. Natalie Helm, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Michael Van Wagenen with support from Michael Culler. Thanks to Monica Yost for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.